Let me see if I can list some root codes that you can just see. You can just observe it without seeing the code. So you know there's night and day, right? So you got the black and white. You got the up and down, left and right, and so forth. You see that the night follows the day. There's always a lead and there's always a follow. This is how you do it. You just do thought experiments, and you got to hold it in your mind. I mean, you can't have noise, because if you want to hold something in your mind, and noise is going to mess you up. It's all about holding, grasping, hanging on, because you'll discover one truth, and then a week later you'll discover another truth, and those two are connected, and you got to find how they are connected. If you can find how they are connected, it's one step closer to source. So then you might say, okay, let's look at a tree. So you look at the night and day. I mean, you can just observe the creation. So you look at a tree. Now, what is a tree doing? It's just standing upright. It has roots. It has branches. Okay, so an electrical contracting, if you're an estimator or electrical electrician, there's branch circuits. You have a branch circuit. And trunk, the tree trunk, goes back to the doctrines of the belief system. The roots are unseen. The roots are the occult. It's the unseen realm. It's what's holding it all up, right? So when I was talking about the black and white, what holds up this thing? What holds this thing up? The black and white checkered board. You have to play on the checkered board. What is the black and white checkered board? The black and white checkered board is the cross. Black and white. Sin and righteousness. What happened at the cross? Jesus took on your sin, my sin, everybody's sin. But not all people receive it. So the black and white is the cross. So, if you look at a black and white sign on the highway, it either says merge right or it says one way. Merge right, one way. The signs are everywhere. They're telling you what the deal is. Merge right. There's one way to merge right. There's one way, people, to merge right. And everybody is playing on the same checkered board. And some people choose to merge right, and some people choose to merge left. And if you merge right, you think right. And if you think right, you act right. Hello? Well, what about over in England where they say merge left and all that? Forget that. They're backward. You'd have to decode it all in reverse over there. All right, so you look at some bricks. Let's don't even look at bricks. Let's look at a rock. I'm not looking at anything man-made. Let's look at a rock. Let's switch back to rocks. So if you wanted to take a bunch of rocks and build your shed, you'd have to dig down in the ground, get your foundation right, throw some rocks. The foundation. Rocks. The rock represents the foundation. Everything has a deeper meaning. It even says it in Romans. The whole creation declares the glory of God. So if the whole creation is declaring the glory of God, it's speaking. The word declare means you have a declaration, a statement. So if the whole creation declares the glory of God, then everything in front of you is speaking. And if everything in front of you, it doesn't matter if it's the sky, the trees, the clouds, the moon. Moon means blood, 28 days. The woman cycles 28 days. Moon means blood. All creation is declaring, which is speaking. So everything in front of you is speaking. Declaration. Declare. So if everything is speaking, then everything is a word. It's really not complicated. It's really not complicated. The only reason we miss it is because the noise. If you get by yourself or you cut the noise off and you start to hang on, so when you learn, let's say you download a deep truth, you're actually downloading it from the ether. You know how they go out and divine water out, and they take a little stick and go out and say, okay, the water's here. You're divining truth. You're pulling the truth down from the ether, the Holy Spirit. If you seek, knock, and ask, you're going to find. Because if he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? If God gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? All you have to do is seek, knock, and ask. And he will reveal it. He's already given you the food. I mean, there's water everywhere. There's food everywhere. The scarcity lie is just a big fat lie. It lied to everybody. It's just a big fat lie. Anyway, you can pull down some truth from the ether, from the spirit, but you got to hang on to it and you got to hold it. How bad do you want? I mean, it's worth gold. It's worth gold, people. It's worth gold. To pull down truth. See, truth sets you free. Everybody's fighting for money to be free, right? Well, all you have to do is download some truth into your heart, your mind, your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect, and you're free, period. It's done. It's finished. Number 7, G. The letter G, Golgotha, it is finished. What happened there? It is finished. It was actually finished before the foundation of the world. Put that in the bank. Put that in the bank. It was everything you need is already finished before the foundation of the world. It's put that in the bank or put it in something and smoke on that. Because that's the truth.